Thank you for calling the customer support center. Calls are randomly monitored or recorded for quality assurance. Please enter your Cigna employee ID or PIN, followed by the pound key.
Como vos te tomas tu tiempo.
Please enter. Let me look that up. To expedite your call, please select the following menu option that best describes the reason for your call. To report a problem that is impacting multiple people, press 1. For password resets, press 2. For VPN or see live connection issues, press 3. For Cigna-issued mobile phones or tablets, press 4. For a status of a ticket or...
Hello, thank you for contacting Service Desk. My name is Roshan. Can I have your first name and last name?
First name Monica, last name Castro.
Thank you, Monica. Can I have your good callback number?
Yes, it is 503-6196-7889.
Working from office or working remotely?
From home.
Thank you for the details. So how can I help you today?
Yes, I'm having issues with my Cisco phone. I just changed my password on my 6-6 session, but the Cisco phone is saying verify username and password and try again.
Okay, so after changing the password, were you able to log into the system in the computer?
Yes, but not the Cisco phone.
Not the Cisco phone. Okay, one moment. Let me check your LAN ID password.
Sure.
I do see that the password has been changed. So in the Cisco phone, what is the user ID format you are using?
I'm using lowercase h as hotel 55652.
Okay, can you try a BPO / then the LAN ID in the Cisco phone?
Sure. Okay, one minute. Yeah, I'm using BPO / the LAN ID, and it says verify username and password.
Okay. Just a moment. Let me see in one more place. Let's try resetting the settings. Can you go to the settings button? Can you press the settings button on the Cisco phone?
Yeah.
Under settings, so when you click that, you will see admin settings. So press the number for that.
Okay.
Under admin settings, one moment. Oh, security setup.
Okay.
And there will be... 802.1 into like the X authentication. Do you see that?
Yes.
Yeah, click that.
Okay.
And do you see device authentication off or is it on?
It's off.
Okay. Is it letting you to turn on? Like, can you press on?
Yes.
Okay, can you press on?
And then?
And then click up, apply.
Okay.
And then you can exit it.
Okay.
Now try again the same thing. Try putting the BPO / your LAN ID.
Okay.
And when entering the password, kindly check the capital letter and small letters.
Okay. Same error. There is a username and password inside again.
Showing that you're typing the wrong password here, okay. Okay, let's try reset. Okay, can you go to the settings again?
Okay.
Go to admin settings.
Mm-hmm.
Under that reset settings.
Okay.
And here, one moment. Try the security settings.
Okay.
And you will see a button to reset. Kindly reset.
Okay.
So did the reset get completed?
No, I clicked the option, but nothing happened.
Okay, can you go click exit and come back to the main screen and try to log in?
Sure. Same error message.
Okay. Shall we try changing your password again and try see if that works?
Sure.
Okay, let's do one thing, one moment. Alright, Monica, so before we change your password, we have to verify security. So what is your city of birth?
San Salvador.
And what was your first pet's name?
Snowball.
Thank you for answering the security questions correctly. Okay, just a moment. Now let me reset the password. Okay, I have changed the password. Kindly log out and sign back in with the new password, temporary password. Again, it will tell you that the password is expired and you must change the new password.
Okay.
The new password will be Cigna 123, and in Cigna, the first letter C should be uppercase.
Okay. The password should be on the Citrix session, right?
Yeah, on the Citrix session, yes.
I'm entering the temporary password, but it says unable to sign in.
In the system, in the Citrix?
Yes. You said Cigna
okay,
with lower cases, right?
Oh, no. First letter C should be uppercase in Cigna. Like first letter should be uppercase, capital C, lowercase I, G, N, A, 1, 2, 3, no symbols.
Okay. So, yeah, I'm given the option to set a new password.
Okay. Kindly set a new password. After you are successfully logged into the computer, then you can turn off the Cisco phone once by removing the Ethernet cable from the back of the Cisco phone or the power cord from the Cisco phone, and then turn on back the Cisco phone, and then try logging into the Cisco phone.
Okay. Okay, so now the Cisco phone is on. It says enter activation code for service domain.
Domain, yeah. Try the service domain.
Okay.
And what option does it give?
One moment. Okay, now it says username. Should I use the BPO or just the LAN
ID? Yeah, username. Use the username as BPO / LAN ID. No. Try both. Let's see. First, you can try with BPO / LAN ID. If that doesn't work, then you can just use only the username, the LAN ID.
Okay.
Oh, it is showing that you have put wrong password. Using only... Okay.
I'm using the one that I just said, the Citrix.
Okay.
That's weird.
Yeah. Try only the LAN ID then. Remove the BPO /
I just did. Same issue.
So if you are doing the BPO / is it giving the same error?
Yes.
Okay. You are entering the new password, right?
Right.
Can you try the old one? See if it is logging in with the old password.
Okay. Nothing.
Okay, just a moment. Let me quickly check what more troubleshooting steps we can try. One moment.
Okay.
Moment. So, can you try once again with the BPO? I think that it started showing the error message. Try the BPO / and try the password. Let me see if it is showing wrong password again here.
same issue.
Okay, one more. Okay, try only the LAN ID. No need for the BPO. Okay, let's try completely resetting the Cisco phone. Go to the same settings button.
Okay.
Go to admin settings.
Okay.
And go to reset settings.
Okay.
And here, reset device, the first one.
Okay.
Yeah, let's, after clicking that, press the reset button. And then you click on exit and wait for the Cisco phone to do verifying, detecting network, and then registering. And once it is completed, try to log in with only the LAN ID password. No need for the BPO. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, let's wait. Let's hope this works. So you tried even the old password, right? It did not work with the even old password.
No.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so the Cisco is not...
Sorry?
The Cisco phone
Cisco is on... your voice is breaking up, Monica.
Okay, the Cisco phone is on.
On, okay. Did it change from detecting, verifying, then registering? Did it happen?
It just asked for the domain once again.
Once again, okay, one moment. Let me check this. It is, what options do you see? Domain or?
I'm entering lowercase, CC, period, Cigna, everything lowercase, period, com.
Yeah, cc.cigna.com. Yes, that's the right one. Then log in with your regular LAN ID and password, like just the LAN ID, no BPO.
Okay. It says the same, verify username and password and try again.
Oh. One moment. Okay, Monica, I might have to route this ticket to the concerning team. I'm going to assign this to the team to take a look into this. So I need some informations. Can you check what is the Cisco phone model on the back of the Cisco phone? You see a small box, a rectangular box at the bottom. There is a black label with lot of boxes. In one of the rectangular box, it says a tele permit. And you have some Cisco, this Cisco and then model number in that.
So you say at the back of the Cisco phone?
Yeah, at the back of the Cisco phone where you see all the cables going in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, below that there you see a black label, big black label.
I see a sticker.
Yeah, the sticker one, yeah. The sticker, on the sticker you see the rectangular box, a big rectangular box inside, like one small, like one rectangular box, which says with a tick mark, there is like a tick mark saying that tele permit. Do you see that?
No, I don't.
Can you see there are a lot of things written on that label, on the sticker?
The sticker just says SW must be 12.6 or later. I don't know if that's relevant.
No. Is there any other big sticker, like lot of things written on it, which says on that lob left corner you see Cisco and then you have a lot of things written?
Yeah, I see product name, but it has
model. Yeah, do you see the model?
Below it's
CC-8851.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. One moment. And on the right corner, that was on the left, on the right side, there is above there is one more small sticker with the MAC number. Can you provide me that MAC number?
It is 4 PS in Charlie, AS in Apple, 64, mm-hmm. DS in Delta, BS in Boy, mm-hmm. 4, mm-hmm. CS in Charlie, DS in Delta, 0.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Just a moment.
Sure.
And you tried unplugging the cable from the back of the Cisco phone and plugging it back in, right?
Yes, I did. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, all right. So I am going to give you the ticket number. So this will be assigned to the next level team. The CSC remote services team is going to reach out to you to resolve this one. Okay?
Okay.
Yes, Monica. Are you ready for the ticket number?
Yes.
Okay, it is INC
mm-hmm.
819 8138.
Okay.
Okay. So you can give it a try again by like removing the power cable and all the cables from the back of the Cisco phone. Leave it for some time and then try plugging them back in and try to log in with just your LAN ID and password. So if it still is giving you the same error, then you can wait until the team reaches out to you. Okay?
Okay. Do you know how long will it take for me to have this resolved?
Oh, this might, since it is overnight, in this overnight shift, maybe, not sure if the team is there. If somebody is there, they might reach out to you soon, like within a couple of hours, like 1 or 2 hours. Or if nobody is there, then you might have to wait until morning for them to reach out to you.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. All right, Monica, you're welcome. Is there anything else apart from this that you needed assist with?
No, that will be all. Thank you.
Okay. Have a nice rest of your shift.
Thank you, bye.
Bye.